producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Eric Wollett, you were going to explain something further, please.
Yes, the example we're talking about, when people ask, do you believe in UFO? I have a lot of fun because I always ask them, what do you mean? And then they get I get the blank stare and say, okay, I'll help you with this. Do I believe that strange objects in the skies are spaceships? And then the answer is no. And then do you ask me, do I believe there are anomalies in the sky? I also say no, because I know there are reported anomalies. It's not a matter of belief. So, yes, I agree with you that this notion that the association between UFO and ETs is a common view, but that doesn't mean people pay much attention to it, which is kind of strange. But if we look at the unconscious level, I don't think it has reached to the same depth that it used to be 20 years ago in a large segment of the population. That's my argument. I could be wrong, but I think it explains in part why we see less UFOs now.
Yeah, and I think it's important not to be too ethnocentric about this, discussing this subject in the United States and in North America, let's say. You're going to have a different quality of conversation in South America, definitely a different quality of conversation in the Far East. But we're seeing, in my estimation, we're seeing almost a coalescing together, a melding together of the impact of the sensationalism in the United States, for instance, in media coverage and Hollywood. That, I think, is having a measurable impact in how people in other very diverse cultures are experiencing the phenomenon. I'll give you an example. The alien gray image, which was ubiquitous, I think, to the United States for at least a decade or so before you even began to have any sort of reports of alien grays allegedly being seen or interacted with in other countries, South America, Europe, Russia. It took a while for that particular meme, if you will, to gain strength and be propagated to other ethnic groups in other parts of the world.
That's correct. That's correct. And that's true for all kinds of other types of phenomena. I mean, if you compare Britain and France in terms of hauntings, I mean, the entire country of Great Britain is haunted. If you read some reports in France, it's very, very rare that you'll see something like that. So there's definitely a social and cultural components to that. If you think about going back to UFOs in the Middle East, it's very rare that you will get UFO sightings, but you will have all other types of things that we cannot even imagine.
Right, Jim. One of my favorites.
The example here is during the revolution in Iran in 1979, there was people claiming to see the face of Ayatollah Khomeini in the clouds. Now, if you say that in North America, people say, okay, you need to check to the psych ward urgently. But over there, it was an acceptable perception. And maybe there are some side effects that, there were people who were sensing what was going on. I don't know. But definitely culture and society plays a big role in terms of what we see, what we perceive, and the type of anomalies that are reported, definitely.
Well, and the details, too. I think the details are filtered through a cultural bias, no question. We do have some questions here in our question bank where our listeners are able to post their questions that we then ask our guests here at the Paracast. So go to forum.theparacast.com, click on the question bank, and go ahead and post your questions for our guests. Now, we have a question here from Wade, which is a very good one. And Wade's been a longtime poster. He's been he's just passed the 4,000 postmark, which is a bit of an accomplishment.
And that's only yesterday.
Well, no, he's not posted 196 posts since yesterday, but he's up there. He's a big fan of the show and a very astute observer. He's wondering, Eric, are there any UFO cases that it's tempting to consider as parapsychological in nature, but otherwise have left behind physical evidence in the way of tracks, unexplained markings, or, in the example of our farmer, a rather bland-tasting pancake, or is it the tracks and pancakes are parapsychological?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Physical traces. There are cases that have them. The Delphos case, you know, for instance, a fluorescent ring that lasted almost 20 hours.
Yes, there are a number of cases that leave traces, but there are a lot of variations, right? So we have to be careful here. So there might be a number of explanations. One of them is simply that this earth light that moves from one place to another, and then it brings, you know, some material from one place to another. So that's one thing. And
hold on a second. Wait a minute. An earth light being able to bring the physical material?
Well, bring it. Because it's plasma, and there's some dirt that comes with it, right? And then so if it pops up one place and then eventually pops away another place, you might have bring a little bit of dust from another place. So that can explain some of those incidents.
I'll have to look into that and review my Paul Devereaux material because I have never heard that ever.
Well, it's like I'm saying, it's one possibility. One of the things that has been noted in poltergeist events is actually there are a number of reports where you have steps in the dirt or in the mud that appeared on their own. So that suggests that psychokinetics can actually be more precise than we think. So that's a possibility. Again, we don't have our proof here, but that's part of it. And then if we look at more holistically, probably the topmost expert in UFO physical traces, Ted Phillips, and over the years, he started to think that the paranormal explanation is actually the one that makes most sense. Fortunately, we're still waiting for his new book about this, so I cannot
discuss. Don't hold your breath.
But definitely, there's people thinking along those ways. Again, when we talk about marks on the ground, like just. It could be, again, a form of plasma. I mean, there's some research being done by the British military, among others, that shows that balls of plasma can create those certain crop circles that are the more classic ones, not the very elaborate ones, which probably almost all of them are made by humans.
Right.
But, yeah, so there's a number of explanations for a number of different types of physical traces, and some of them are definitely in the realm of the parapsychology.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from break, Eric, I want to get your take on some cryptozoological anomalies like Bigfoot, Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, and other lake monsters and that sort of thing. And we'll see if this parapsychological theory if there's a way to explain those. Okay. Well, let's get into that real quick then before we go to break. Eric, what do you think of Bigfoot, the Yeti, the Wild Man, the Almasti? You can go down the line around the world of a very similar type wild man or large hairy hominid that's been seen for many, many years, generations, and tends to be cross-cultural. It doesn't have some sort of cultural, focus. It does tend to be all over the place. Also, little people. Every culture, every Indian culture in North America, for instance, has stories of little people. Obviously, the most notable are the Celtic countries, which have the idea of leprechauns, fairies, brownies, that sort of thing, trolls, goblins. And so when we get back, we'll go ahead and pick your brain on that one. And don't forget, we have some really good shows coming up here in the future. Phyllis Budinger is going to be here, Whitley Strieber, and I'm going to hand it over to Gene.
We'll have special coverage also of the International UFO Congress. And I want to remind you, we have a second radio show for you to listen to. It's called After the Paracast, exclusively available if you join the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Check out the low subscription rates. We also give you the ad-free version of this show for those who don't want the network ads, and show transcripts and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're going through your questions at forum.theparacast.com in our question bank with Eric Willett, author of Illuminations. Chris.
So what do you think, Eric? I know your book is mainly geared towards looking at the UFO phenomenon, and it's sort of related sort of subcategories. But what do you think of the whole cryptozoological creature thing? Are we looking at flesh and blood creatures, or are they paraphysical in nature?
I'm not an expert on those, but from what I know, we have structurally, we have very similar situations. So we have witnesses from all places and groups alone that either see things or hear things, especially with Bigfoot. They're known to make big roars. And yet, all the physical evidence we have is either fake or very inconclusive at best. So we're a very similar situation in that sense. There's no proof of what we're dealing with. And yet, we have people keep reporting the same thing over and over. So could it be something parapsychological? I would think so, because if we think about Bigfoot and other types of similar creatures, I mean, this is the classic mythological man-beast or human-beast construct. This goes very deep in our unconscious, that these forces that we have, that we actually put into that kind of symbols. And then are there parts of the world where these kinds of forces or ideas are maybe more prone to be taken out of our unconscious, maybe, I don't know. But definitely the structure of Bigfoot, if you look at people having apparitions more than anything else, is very similar to other types of paranormal phenomena. And yet there's no traces really that are trustworthy. So yes, I think there's a way to study these things from a parapsychological perspective, absolutely.
Well, here's one that's particularly interesting to me, having written probably the only definitive book looking at this mystery, and that is the so-called unexplained livestock death phenomenon, popularly known as the cattle mutilation phenomenon. Here we have thousands of pounds of physical evidence, thousands of reported cases, veterinary pathology exams, detecting all sorts of strange anomalies that range from various chemicals, even one case that they detected mescaline in the animal. What do you make of that? And have you attempted to dovetail your work in looking at something that has the real potential of being a, you know, in some ways a media-induced hysteria, but based on real cases, in my estimation? What do you think?
Yeah, these are, I haven't studied them in any details, so I'm a bit careful here, but there are, again, number of explanations and that are given that are more mundane and they were given, so I think we have to be careful into which case is actually good and which one is more problematic. Again, could there be something else more along the line of parapsychology? Let's say there's a predator, and where there's a synchronicity between the predator and what's going on in your head. So there might be some elements there, a warning of some sort, but really, I'm very speculating here. It's a world that I don't know much.
My favorite theory was proposed by my current co-author for my next book, David Perkins, who came to the conclusion after studying this since 1975. You know, he kind of leaned on Carl Jung a little bit and suggested it could be a collective manifestation of guilt over the role of cattle in degradation of the environment and possible implications for human health, that it could be almost like a cultural stigmata that we're warning ourselves that cattle are so detrimental. And everybody on some level knows that, and these cases are being manifested collectively. I think it makes more sense than aliens coming to gather genetic material, which is the popular, again, like the ETH, you know, it's crept into the whole cattle mutilation phenomenon as well, which it's definitely the most popular theory. But it doesn't make any sense to me. Why would ETs sneak around in pastures when they could pick the lock on a slaughterhouse and get as much genetic material as they wanted?
Absolutely. They could raise their own cattle if they want. I mean, in the end, right? So it's that explanation I found very weak. That doesn't mean that everything else is explained, but because the ETH is weak on this one.
Well, what do you think about collective manifestation of phenomenal effects akin to a collective stigmata in the countryside?
It's an interesting explanation. I think there could be something along those lines happening, and I certainly encourage people to follow that lead, because it seems promising from my perspective.
Yeah. Well, here's a good question from Ravensfee, who's very knowledgeable about hauntings, types of occult cases and that sort of thing. And she's wondering about self-negation. And she says, in many poltergeist activities, the focus of the phenomenon stereotypically is a troubled teenage girl. She's often found hoaxing an event alongside what appear to be genuine paranormal incidents. UFO events often occur amongst those who are prone to hoaxing or dissembling or otherwise not respectable. To what extent could human-generated psi effects be self-negating, both expressing them in a spectacular fashion and being simultaneously undermined by the people who are unconsciously creating them?
I would call it discovery of parapsychology. If you look at the mediums that were used in the 19th century and early 20th century, some of them had really interesting information, like premonitions, clairvoyance, that really was information accessed by non-normal means. And yet, in all that mix, there were all kinds of fraud and hoaxing. It's very hard to separate the two with the clear line. And in a way, the fact that they need people around them to believe they're true for that to happen, it may explain psychologically why these things happen. But yes, if you think about UFO, I would think about the Belgian case where there was this famous picture. Now we know it's a hoax. But that picture played an important role in reinforcing the belief, and I would say, therefore, reinforcing the intensity of the phenomenon. So hoaxing in itself is actually probably part of the overall picture. It's one variable and an important one. It does not disqualify a case necessarily. This is something that most people are not used to in terms of thinking about the role of hoaxing. But I think we have to have a different approach in general.
So it's your feeling that there's a lot of hoaxing going on in the UFO field?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you read the Internet, there's always the latest proof. Like every minute, there's a new latest proof. Yes, definitely. And that participates in maintaining alive the beliefs, which in turn, if there's enough beliefs, then once in a while you have a true anomaly happening. So it's a systemic view of the whole thing. A hoax is part of it.
One thing that really disturbs me when I go online, and especially on social media sites, because technology obviously is now much more affordable and special effects software is way more accessible now to the average person. There's a lot of people out there that have a lot of extra time that are able to create some pretty impressive, elaborate hoaxes. Impressive to the average person with an untrained eye. Anyone with a trained eye that knows anything about the phenomenon and how to analyze visual data pertaining to the phenomenon can pick out the hoaxes pretty easily.
With Gene and Chris and Eric Ouellette, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris and Eric Rolette, author of Eliminations, we're talking about hoaxing. Chris?
Yeah, my basic point here, Eric, was that I think the hoaxing is actually has the unintended side effect, if you will, of creating erroneous ideas and cementing erroneous memes into the culture. And that what we're doing is we're actually, instead of, when you try to point out a hoax or you try to dissuade people from buying into stuff that they're not trained to really observe and pass judgment on, that you become the bad guy. And people are saying, well, you're a skeptic. You don't believe in this stuff. And it's like, well, I believe that there's a phenomenon, but I don't believe that there's a lot of people out there that are really qualified to analyze visual evidence. You know, with the proliferation of kids with really creative minds, basically they're creating hoaxes that are based on, you know, a 50s kind of idealized view of UFO craft, if you will. And I think it has the unintended side effect of really not only muddying up the waters, but also potentially creating a collective unconscious backlash. And it's almost like, you know, if we make enough hoaxes and enough people buy into them, pretty soon hoaxed UFOs are going to turn up and they'll be real.
I agree with you on this one, and that when I introduced my controversial theory about the role of ufologists killing UFOs, that's pretty much what I had in mind. So hoaxing is part of creating the belief. Is this too much of it? Then people start to disbelieve. And absolutely, things have to be in balance. And things always change and evolve over time. So if you think about the spiritist seance of the 19th century, there was a lot. Eventually, it became so stupid that people just gave up on that and moved on. Whatever is left of it is the Ouija game. You can buy at any big store in your where you live. So things have the tendency to evolve that way. And so, but something else picks up later on, whatever it is.
Okay, we're kind of running out of time, and I want to make sure that we discuss this particular aspect, and that is Rupert Sheldrake's idea of the morphogenic field. I think this is a fascinating and very important potential explanation to explain, waves of UFOs, people having simultaneous events. Why don't you first give our new listeners an idea of, and kind of define what morphogenetic field is and how Sheldrake applied it.
Okay. Morphogenetic field at the origin is this notion that the question is why almost all animals and people have four legs, two legs and two arms or four legs, one head, two eyes, one mouth. What is not more diversity in the overall nature? So one of the explanations is that there is a template that exists and that's reproduced in other species, and as species change, that template remains available. So this notion, if we extend it to from areas of reality to the next, so from the psychological to the biological, or from the biological to the physical, these templates can also be seen repeating themselves. And so that could be an interesting way to look at paranormal phenomena, is that the template you have in your mind, in your psychology, in your unconscious about conflicts is repeated in reality. And therefore, that's what we call psychokinesis. So you're angry, and suddenly a glass in your cupboard explodes. So that's an example of morphogenic fields, that the same template is repeating itself, but in a completely different field. So your mind and the physical construct of a glass. So this is a powerful way to explain how we may have all kinds of events that seems to be repeating the same symbolic content across different things. So the scare of a war with the Soviet Union, then scare of air attack, and then we see UFOs. So these are examples of that the same template is repeated in all kinds of instances. So that's in a nutshell what Sheldrake is talking about.
Loved his example of monkeys on one island in northern Japan learning how to wash sand off potatoes, and instantly all the monkeys, even unrelated to the group that was being taught by the original monkey that had the realization that we can wash the sand off our potatoes by dipping them in water, all of a sudden, all the monkeys were able to do that. And that would be an example of some sort of impact or effect filtering through the morphogenic field, which, and Sheldrake, unfortunately, has really been beat up over some of his work, looking at pets' relationships with their owners. You know, I really do admire him as being a very, very creative thinker. Here's a question for you that I've been kicking around in my own mind for a while. The role of proactive UFO investigation. What sort of tips or ideas would you have to go after a hard data monitoring approach, but being open to these type of parasociological impacts? One thing that I've always done is contend that the experiencer is more important than what they experience, and that the entire focus of ufology has been bass ackwards, that people should be concerned with looking at the experiencers of these phenomena as opposed to trying to get as much nuts and bolts information as possible. There needs to be a blending of the two. What sort of suggestions would you have for ufologists who are coming into the field with open, fertile minds and wanting to move forward in a potentially successful way?
I totally agree with you that the experiencers should be number one, and then by a long shot, this should be the number one. Practically, essentially, it is about try to know them, and it takes more time and more meetings. There's a practical aspect to it, but to give it a chance to understand where they come from, what's going on in their life, within, of course, respect of their privacy, but these it's important to see how their preoccupations may have had an impact on what's going on. So that's one aspect. And then, of course, if there's a group of witnesses, then try to understand what's their dynamics beyond the surface, which, again, takes time. But these are very useful because then we can see if there are unconscious and shared unconscious issues that might have been part of the anomaly they've seen. And then you have to look around in that community. Is there something going on? And that going on is usually not very visible because it's unconscious. That's definitely seek out and see what's going on. Talk to people. Understand what's going on in their lives. And the other aspect, of course, this one is maybe more challenging, but it's probably the one that most rewarding, is try to figure out if there is any symbolism in the event.
So as you can see, neither rain nor snow or a bad flu will keep me from being on the PowerCast. We've been around for about 10 years now, and at the end of February, we'll be entering our 11th year of steady broadcasting, never, ever missing a show. So we're thinking about some kind of 10-year wrap-up show. We're working on that. But next week, we'll have author Whitley Strieber. After all these years, we've managed to get him. And please don't forget to check out the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com. Once again, that's the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com. We offer the ad-free version of this show. We also offer the After the PowerCast podcast exclusive to PowerCast Plus members. If you're curious, you want to know what it's all about, check out plus.thepowercast.com. Go to plus.thepowercast.com. We have Eric Ouellet and Gene and Chris. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so an example of symbolism, Eric Ouellette, explain.
Yes. An example is like the example I gave about the two cars in Hamilton. Maybe these two groups of people are bound to meet each other, and there was some sort of premonition that to bring them together. So it could be that kind of symbolism, very subtle but yet powerful. Another example is in my book. There was a lady that saw a green light moving in her house in the smoke, and yet that lady is she still is a heavy, heavy smoker. Was it maybe a way for her to be told that maybe she should cut smoking? These are examples that are fairly simple, but you may have some symbolism that's much more complex to decipher. But any data, any piece of evidence from the witnesses, from their lives, from their community, from their surrounding that may help to put together what symbolism is behind, this always useful, because then we can make a connection in terms of, did they actually access information in ways that are not normal? If we can do that, then we definitely have put the finger on the core aspect of what's going on.
I absolutely agree. A good example would be in the San Luis Valley in South Central Colorado, where I investigated pretty full-time for 10 years. Not only would I be out investigating reports of the paranormal, UFOs, catamulations, and that sort of thing, but I would at the same time be noting aberrant social behavior, strange outbreaks of fires, unusual amounts of roadkill, strange weather. I would always factor these types of things in addition to unexplained military activity. And I think all these things somehow were connected. And these waves of events tended to be cross phenomenal. In other words, in one case we had a wave of UFO sightings that dovetailed at the same time as the bell curve, as the surprise was wearing off and it started to really settle in, a series of Bigfoot reports, and then, along with the UFO sightings, and then the UFO sightings went along for a while, and you had unusual military activity, NORAD reporting something that appeared to be a UFO to witnesses. At the same time this was going on, we had, some really strange societal events that were going on. We had one weekend where we had a huge mini wave of UFO sightings, and a wedding of a popular, very well-to-do family in the valley. A sister was getting married, and her younger sister was the bride's head bridesmaid. And at the reception, the younger sister knifed the bride to death in a fit of rage. And we had 12 unusual fires that broke out, and also animals were getting slaughtered on the roads by cars left and right. I just couldn't help but think that there was a connection there. And I think for investigators who are coming up in this field, you've got to have your mind open to other attendant events that may somehow be related on some level to the actual more nuts and bolts phenomenal events.
No, it's a good way to do that, but it's more labor intensive, so that's the challenge of this.
Well, if you really want to do something, the best way to do it is the right way, as far as I'm
Absolutely.
Concerned.
I agree.
This is not for the faint of heart, and it's not for people that are wanting to try to do this all in their armchair on their cell phone. You got to get out and, log some miles and hone your interviewing skills. I think that's very important. Another thing I think that you kind of hinted at before is it's really important to follow up with people. Find out how that experience changed their thinking, if it did, and how that that change of thinking has morphed into a more refined sort of belief system around these events, and then check back with them periodically and find out if there have been any other follow-up events. Oftentimes people that have an unusual event and it gets notoriety, they won't report those events for fear of the glare of publicity and being stigmatized by, that's the person that is always seeing this or always experiencing that. So oftentimes the only way you're going to find out if a person is having more events occur around them is to go and at least establish a relationship with them and do some follow-up. And that's not something that you see in the MUFON model. People go out, they get the information, they're gone. And, out of Dodge and the report. And that's not the way to do it. And I think, Eric, you'll agree with that.
Absolutely. I agree with you that it's important to keep in touch with people afterward, if only is to see if their event they had that maybe some premonition value, so you can at least check that. But furthermore, it's for one, respect for people, because if they open up to you, then sometimes it's good for them to give back, some feedback. And so that's one thing. The other thing is definitely, people may be changed by an event and create further events. Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is the same case. It's just it continues over time. I agree with you that people who are only looking for the piece of metal in the sky, and therefore people are not that important, it's very insulting, I think, for the witnesses. And at least on ethical grounds, it's not acceptable from my perspective. So, yes, absolutely. Keep in touch with people and try to see what's going on in their life. And if it continues to happen, then the case is not closed. It's still going on.
Okay. I have another question here from our question bank, where our listeners are able to post questions for our guests. And, again, this comes from Ravensfee, who's been a member of the Paracast going on 9 months now. And she always shows up with really good questions. And here's a good one. Your ideas are very different from those of the vast majority of people talking about UFOs today, who on the whole are firmly in the ETH camp, as we've discussed. How has your book and your theories been received so far?
Well, the book has been received as expected. So people who are open-minded to other explanation loved it. People who are very much welded to the ETH hated it. So far, it's went as expected.
Is there any hope that we'll actually be able to move to a final answer? Because you're giving us something here that a lot of people don't agree with. We find a lot of merit in what you're saying, but obviously a lot of people do not.
Well, I would suggest that we keep doing that, but given that if we have an explanation that covers all kinds of paranormal phenomena, not just UFO, that's where the strength of those approaches are. So eventually, UFO, ghosts, poltergeists will be explained with the same kind of models. Then we have a lot of strengths, and then I think the younger people will be more interested in that, and the older one, well, they will leave with their old ideas.
A unified field theory, I love it.
The book is Illuminations, the UFO Experience as a Parapsychological Event. Eric, do you have a website or someplace where you can get more information about what you do?
I do. I have a website. It's called Parasociology. Easy to find. It's the only thing on the planet with that name. I post new ideas constantly and updates, and I will mention this postcast as well. So, yes, definitely, there's a lot of stuff there. Please enjoy it as much as you can.
Bookmark it, folks. Bookmark it. Parasociology.
That's correct.
We'll also have a link on our site. I want to tell you, folks, that you can also get the ad-free version of our show, the After the Paracast podcast, and lots of good stuff. Show transcripts. First video is up and more to come. Check out the Paracast Plus, and here's what you do. You go to plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. We charge a low monthly, annual, five-year, and even a lifetime subscription rate. I mean, yes, I have a flu virus today, but I will be around for quite a few years yet. The Paracast has been here for 10 years, and we're definitely anticipating 20 and more. So that's going to be interesting. Check out plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And we hope you'll subscribe, and we hope you'll enjoy what we have to offer. Just getting the ad-free version of the show is enough. After the Paracast contains color commentary. It also contains wrap-ups. It also contains occasional interviews. Sometimes they even continue sessions from the Paracast. That's plus.theparacast.com. Eric Ouellette. So much fascinating stuff to consider. Thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you very much, and I love your show.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.